Every Wednesday, we head over to the Ellettsville and the part of the county northwest of here, Monroe County. And that means Monroe County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She was busy last weekend with the Monroe County Fall Festival, Steinsville Quarry Festival this weekend. Well, you couldn't ask for better weather last week or this week, Marty. How are you today?
I am fine, and I think we have just really been so blessed over here on the west side of the county because the weather was just really ready to welcome all the visitors over there to Ellettsville, and they're going to be doing the same thing in Steinsville. What a wonderful way to celebrate the fall season of the year.
Excellent.
It's a great time.
Fun stuff. And those people have not been to the Steinsville Quarry Festival, Marty Hawk. Give them a little taste of what they will find this weekend if they don't want to be trapped downtown with a bunch of people for the Lotus World Music Festival. Boy, a lot of festivals going on here recently in Monroe County.
And there's free entertainment there in Steinsville as well. As a matter of fact, some of the people that will be singing, the Singing Stid Sisters, which many of us remember, they just have excellent voices, and they're going to be singing there. And of course, there's always the auction, the big pie auction. And you know, it's always a time to join together to celebrate the parade. And so they'll be coming down that hill. It's really, I wouldn't want to be trying to come down that hill on skates. It kind of goes around the curve and comes down pretty fast. And all of my friends sat there in the bleachers, and that's really where I joined them the last time in the bleacher area to watch everybody coming down. I think the year before is when I tried to get up, and Dan Rary's, he has this old, really old vehicle that has the, what do you call it, the bumper seat that opens up? That's not what you call it. You know, where it opens up, but rumble seat.
Rumble seat, yes.
Couldn't get up there. But at any rate, it's always a wonderful time because it just reminds us of why we want to live here in this community that we live in and just enjoy our family and our friends together. So looking forward to that. Now, back to county government.
Let me get my seatbelt on really quickly. What have you got for us today here, Marty, on a midweek Wednesday?
Well, I mean, I ought to start out with $200 million. How's that?
Well, that's all I've got, so you can have as much as you need as long as you pay me back in a timely fashion.
I would just throw that out there as a beginning because Commissioner Giffens came to our work session last night and said, well, you know, we could borrow $200 million, our capacity to bond for the jail and facilities area. At $200 million, now I was pretty shocked when we started out with the $70 million. Remember when we talked about $70
million? Yeah, I remember when I said last week, I said, yeah, by the time we put a shovel in the ground, it's going to be twice as much as this. And yeah, here we go.
Yeah, well, we started out at $70 million. Then in a few weeks, it was like, well, now we could actually do $270 million. Now we could do $140 million. And then last night, it was $200 million. And I'm just thinking, who's looking out for the people that have to pay this tax? So part of the response, and I'm not saying that she was asking for that. What she was saying is, how much do you as county council want to spend? Well, this is sort of like the porcupine throwing it back and forth. Nobody wants to take ownership
right.
of this great big new tax, so the commissioners are going to probably, I'm just saying from my point of view, it looks like the commissioners are going to say to the council, what do you want to spend? Well, the council should be looking to the commissioners and say, what choices are you going to make? Because they come to us for requests. When we respond with what we are able to do.
Yeah, how does this flow of money work? Did they say, here's our plan, here's what we're going to spend, can you authorize the money? Or do you say, well, here's what we have laying around, make it work? How does that work?
Well, in a lot of counties, they get together and they say, this is what we need. This is how where we can get the money. Let's make this work together. And hopefully before this is over with, that's the way it will work. However, it's very surprising to me to have a county commissioner come and say, we can get $200 million. How much of it you want? It was just shocking to me. But maybe it was because this committee that had been meeting with everybody saying, what do you want, what do you want? And people were saying, well, we want this and this and this. And pretty soon, you know, the list of X, Y, and Z and 30-some different things that people want on the list to provide funding for, you know, we had this committee. We said, okay, come and tell us. Now, the committee did make a presentation, but that's going to take a lot of study, a lot of thoughtful looking at it from all the council members and not just the three that were on the group and see where we are. But I think it's real important to go to the public, not just the people who want something to happen, but go to the public that we're asking to pay for it and say, if we do this, it's this much out of your pocket. And tell them the different amounts. Let the public come and tell us what they are willing to pay for. Now, most people are not going to be real happy about paying for a jail, but at least we owe it to the people of this county who's going to be paying the tax to tell them exactly what that means. Because if I tell you it's a $70 million bond, I expect you don't know how much that really is out of your pocket.
Right. Well, the other part of this is interesting, Marty, is we had a couple meetings last week. I believe one was Wednesday night at Summit Elementary, and the other one was Sunday afternoon at the RCA Park, and getting feedback about the ground, perhaps, and everybody that went to these meetings in official capacity said, well, this isn't a done deal yet. Well, what's this price tag going to be if we have to buy more land?
Well, in addition to which, part of what I said last night was that when you meet with people, you need to put your best foot forward, and it seems to me we certainly should have made the case that we purchased this ground, I think it was 2002, oh, that was a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
2002. Specifically for a justice campus. So anybody who's moved there since 2002 and act like as if it was a surprise is, I don't understand why it would be a surprise.
Well, I'll take that one other step saying, well, I believe if I have the quotes right, and I'll go look them up just to make sure, the elected officials were saying, well, this isn't a done deal yet. Why would they say that if the deal has already been done and the land's been paid for? I got confused there. And maybe it's me that's getting confused.
Or maybe it's not. Maybe there's some on the county commissioners who really would rather have it someplace else.
Yeah, they were talking about Arlington Road up that way. There's some land available up there. Interesting. Interesting.
But do you think that's not? I mean, we've got this ground that's paid for on Thompson property. Now, I didn't vote to buy that ground back in 2002. I didn't want to buy it then. I don't like that ground because it's got a lot of stone outcroppings on it. And in addition to which, it was originally purchased. They were going to put in a juvenile detention center. We got this big report, oh, you can afford to do it. And Kurt Vander Dusen and I were sitting there together, and I was going over the numbers. I said, the numbers, this is wrong. The report's wrong. We stopped the meeting in that public meeting where everybody was convinced we were moving ahead because that was total erroneous information we had. And that whole project didn't move forward, not just because it was a plan for a juvenile lockup facility, but in general as well because the list of what everybody thought would be a great, good idea, let's do this and that, and you know, if it's free and somebody else is paying for it, you could have a big old long laundry list of things that would sound good. But when the total price tag came out, you think anybody was happy about it. And there was even talk about moving all of county. I remember one elected official thought we had to move out of the courthouse and use that for, I don't know, set up shops or some kind of tourism thing. Well, I heard something that really shocked me at the meeting last night was one of the council members was saying, well, maybe if the neighborhoods really don't want a jail moving out wherever, we could move some of these other offices, assessor, treasurer, whatever. And even I heard the mention of the health department move out to the other neighborhoods. Just an FYI, the health department is in that health building that used to be the post office. And so we only have that because the federal government said we could use it for certain specific uses. So we can't sell that building. We can't make money off of selling that building. So it looks to me like we still have a lot of work left to do in bringing people together. But when you meet with anybody, as I said last night, I don't care where you say you're going to put this jail, the neighborhoods are not going to be happy about it. I mean, who's saying, oh, bring the jail over here? They're not. So when we meet with people, we have to at least say this is what we could do. We could buffer it with trees or we could do whatever. But seems to me what the neighborhoods really ought to be looking out for is not specifically what the jail might be, but what else is being proposed by many as this transitional housing or more housing. Like if you remember when the commissioner said, oh, it's going to be like Crawford House on steroids. Well, we've seen how many times our law enforcement have to go to Crawford House daily. So that wherever they put whatever this new building that they're going to do, however that might work out, that's where the neighborhood had better be watching out for, because that the jail is not going to be nearly as dangerous to the community.
No, not at all.
It seemed to me. Anyway, that's right. Just my little point of view.
Well, okay, it's important. Marty Hawk is our guest. She's a county councilwoman. She's been around Bloomington and Monroe County for a very long time, and that's the double-sidedness here is the $200 million price tag or whatever, and if that does go on a different piece of land, is that value of the land included in that price tag?
Well, what are you going to do? Sell the Thompson property? We've had it forever and ever. Nobody wants to buy it. The only thing we could do is give it away to the Habitat folks,
right?
The portion of it we have. So, I'm not saying where it should be. I'm just saying it.
I'm saying if it's not going to be there and people are talking about $200 million and what if there's more land to buy, that's another cost, another expenditure.
And we understand that this is a huge decision and it will go on for decades because this isn't going to, happen to be paid off next year. But speaking of next year, and of course that's what we're supposed to be working on right now, was getting our budgets ready because we're coming up on the 3rd. October 3rd is the public hearing required the public come and speak with us. I hope we will finally get someone come and talk about our budgets and not just sit back and say, oh, can't do anything about that. Nobody will do anything about that. Let people hear what you think. And then on the 10th is a first reading of the budget and salary ordinance. And on the 17th is when we actually do the adoption. Now, where should we be right now? We should already have all those numbers, everything decided. Guess what?
You don't.
Not true. Not true. No. Now, last weekend on a Friday, the local budget notices, I've mentioned that to you in the past. That's how you can see what's being proposed. And it's a legal document. It's a budget notice. It can't go in excess of that. And so the deadline for that was Saturday. And so I missed the parade because I'm working on a hiccup with that thing that had to be corrected. on that final deadline date, and I'm grateful that you know, people could be pulled together to get that corrected. All right, so that part got fixed. But what we don't have as yet, and this meeting last night went on until 10 o'clock. Guess who did not bother to stay until 10 o'clock? Oh, that would be me, because they put that clear to the end of an agenda that I knew was going to be like 5-hour agenda, and they put clear to the end what to do about adjusting salaries. They still don't have all the salaries adjusted. So they did agree to adjust the attorney salaries, but they got documentation on at the last minute what it would take to adjust some of the lowest paid people in the county and county government. Well, there was questions about whether or not there was errors in that document, because it was all sort of done at the last minute. And so they didn't go ahead and make a decision on that, because they're going to wait to see if it needs to be corrected or whatever. So that didn't happen for all the people who are paid in something called the COMET, that's the lower wage employees. But the other thing that's always a big old fuss, it seems to me, is the elected official salaries. You know how people say, well, you're voting on your own salary or the other department head's salary. Remember, our elected officials are in charge of whole departments. Not all of them. The council and the commissioners are not, but we're talking about the treasurer, the auditor, the assessor, the clerk. And why wouldn't we, if we think our department head should get an increase in salary, you sure can't look at the department head who also is elected and not, you can't cherry pick. See, and I finally just said to someone as an aside, I said, look, guess what? My Republican majority of one didn't want to get in this battle with you guys, because every one of you on the other side of the aisle. But I'm telling you, you ought not to be trying to cherry pick who's your friends and who's your not in this, because that's not our job. Our job is to look at what's a job description of whatever position it is that you're deciding on a salary and make a decision on that. You don't have to like the person that's filling that slot. You don't even have to like the job they're doing, because we can't tell an elected official how to do their job. But you can't cherry pick. Well, or you can, I guess. Whatever. So anyway, those decisions are still not made.
When do they need to be made by?
Well, the public hearing is October 3rd. And so one would think if public hearing is really something you want to hear, then you would take whatever feedback you got at that public hearing, and you might adjust it on the 10th then, which is your first reading, and that's the first reading of your budget and salary ordinance. So I would think that they would want to have it adjusted before the 10th so that they could read that salary ordinance in the budgets. And then the final adoption is the 17th. Because you can't have second reading on the first day.
Correct.
But let me tell you, I recall one time when our first reading was read off, and it was more back when $1 million was a lot of money. I think it still is a lot of money. But it was off by $1 million. And I'm sitting there going, somebody stop this. The numbers are wrong. So after the meeting, because it was our first reading, I'm trying to get somebody to listen to me, hey, those numbers are wrong. And they got it corrected for the second reading. They read it off as though that mistake had never happened, and nobody said a word, and it went through with the correction. So I know it's possible to change it between the first reading and the adoption, because we've already done that once. What a crazy way to live.
Yeah, and it's
I do know that there's a big push to get something down about the jail and whatever. Well, that jail is not going to fall down around us in the next 6 months or something. There is absolutely zero reason to try to force this through when people haven't done all of their
Well, that's the best time to do it, because then it gets done, and then it's just like a lot of things we see here. It's like, oh, I didn't know that happened 5 years ago. Now that we're doing it, people are upset about it. It's never going to be a good time, Marty. Ever.
No, it really isn't. But until you've told the people what it's actually going to cost them out of their pocket, then no decision should be moved. We should not move forward on how we're going to pay for something without giving a lot of time.
That doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I agree.
I don't know what the answer is.
Oh, that, yes.
And all I can do is just try to caution people.
Right.
And do what we can do about that.
That's all we can do, is we can bring we can bring light to it, and we can lead horses to water, and it's up to them to start drinking.
You've got that. And I wish I could say that my one vote could make a difference. The only thing I can say is maybe my one voice can make a difference.
That's it. And that voice is heard every Wednesday here on WGCL just after 4:05. Marty, get some rest. Get ready for that Steinsville Big Festival coming up this weekend. And then, obviously, the 3rd, the 10th, and the 17th are going to be very, very important days. Thankfully, we'll have you on the 4th, 11th, and 18th after to see how this process is moving forward.
Okay, looking forward to talking with you then.
Thanks, Marty. I always appreciate you checking in and watching out for our tax dollars.
I try.
You do. There's a difference. Thank you.
And when we hung up last week, I got a phone call because I said I may be a committee of one, and I got a phone call saying now you're a committee of two.
Well, that's better than one.
Right. So
maybe this week it'll
listening.
Be four.
Right.
Double
right.
it up.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Marty. Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman. It's your money. It's your tax dollars. The County Council of Monroe County is responsible for spending it or adding to your tax bill. Don't forget that part as well. Marty always keeps us tuned in, and we thank her for her very, very diligent work. It's not easy.